Xi'an. Starting with football and Milan Baroš, who has just won his first French league title with Olympique Lyon, continues to deny that there was anything racist in a gesture he made to an opposing black player. Baroš was caught on camera last week holding his nose in front of a Cameroonian player, Stefan Mbia, a gesture many interpreted as racist. The story has been widely covered in the French media, with only the country's presidential elections taking up more airtime and column inches. Speaking to French reporters, the Czech international vehemently denied the allegations.
First of all, I'm not racist and I never said anything racist to anyone in my life. I can understand they want to make some big story, but they make this big story from nothing. And if you call Tumbia and ask him if I say something racist against him, if he is honest, he say no.
Baroš says that he was telling Mbia to stop crowding him on the pitch and to give him some air. He claims he made the gesture because he didn't know how to say this in French. Baroš also told the Czech press agency at the weekend that he phoned Mbia and straightened everything out with the Cameroonian. It may not be enough for him to escape punishment, however. The French FA is investigating the Czech striker for racist behaviour. If found guilty, he could face a six-match ban and his side Olympique Lyon could even be docked points. Staying with football, and Liberec put pressure on Slavia Prague and Sparta Prague at the top of the Gambrinus League. The North Bohemian side beat Kladno 1-0 away to move into second place behind leader Slavia on goal difference, 2 points ahead of third place Sparta, having played a game more. Sparta and Slavia play their game in hand against each other on Monday, in what is one of the most eagerly awaited Prague derbies in years. A sell-out crowd of more than 20,000 people is expected to watch the match at Sparta's Letna Stadium, the biggest turnout for a derby since the Czech League was established in 1993. Moving on to tennis now, and the Czech ladies team enjoyed a resounding victory over Slovakia in the Fed Cup at the weekend. The Czechs took all the rubbers of their match to get an easy 5-0 win over their near neighbours in Bratislava. The Czech ladies now face a playoff with Belgium for a place in the elite world group. Finally, some ice hockey news, and the Czech Republic took third place in the Euro Hockey Tour after beating Finland after extra time on Saturday in Prague's Saska Arena. The tournament is an annual ice hockey event for teams from the Czech Republic, Finland, Russia and Sweden, who are using the contest to give less experienced players some valuable ice time in their national colours ahead of the World Championships, which start in Moscow later this week. That's all the sport we have for you today.
Okay. And